All gurus is Ramadas. Ramadas means the servant of God. So all gurus are Ramadas. Then she sings to the guru, "I surrender to you. I give myself to you. I offer myself to you." The guru you can see, God you can't see. That's why always in India, the guru is the highest. Beloved Swaha, I don't know how to start. I've been searching the truth since as long as I can remember. And I walked too many paths and have done big changes in my life. First time I heard about Osho was 10 years ago. Someone recommended a book to me. But I was in another wave and I couldn't notice anything. Then 3 years ago I met some friends who were sannyasins. Osho was calling me. And I started to read some books. And 1 year ago, some video satsangs from Osho came into my hands. Although I was a bit skeptical to this thing about master and disciples, I recognized that it was so interesting what this guy talked about, and I began to feel something inside. Then by chance, if you can call it that, I met the woman who was living in an Osho community in Costa Rica, and they had an alive master. Their energy was moving, and last December I went to the Osho ashram in Pune. I had an intense and good time, and many of the things Osho said in the video discourse in Vipe Robe started opening my heart to the Master. But he knew that I was going to need an alive Master. And he sent me, when I was back home, to a satsang with Swaha on YouTube. Your words dropped directly into my soul, and I connected with you in a very, very deep space. I downloaded more satsangs and went on listening and feeling them. Very recently I walked in the forest where I live, listening to your satsangs. And several times I fell into a very drunk state and just started to laugh and breathe deeply. People looked at me as if I was crazy. And it is true, it was true, I was crazily happy. Then your energy brought me here. And during the first days, my mind said, What are you doing here alone at the end of the world? But my heart said, you are home. You are home with your family. In the first satsang, meeting you live was shocking. Shocking. And in the second one, when you were very direct with the person, my mind got a little confused. But I could feel your love very, very deeply. In the third satsang, I understood what was going on. You were talking, and suddenly some tears. Tears fell from my eyes. I connected with your love energy beyond your words. I didn't know why I was crying, but I felt I was full of life. But then in the last satsang, you were talking about the relationship between master and disciple. And I was listening, listening. And everything resounded inside my thirsty heart, as if I was drunk. Now my question is, can I be your disciple? I feel I'm ready to surrender and learn the art of love. And another question, could you please talk about what taking sannyas means? My heart is full in your presence. I love you, Roberto. Welcome, Roberto. Where you come from? Spain, no? Where in Spain?
Valencia.
No, far away. We have a little planet now. Anything on this planet is not far away anymore. Since you don't know where to start, I will start. Since you are here now, at last. I don't know how to start. I've been searching the truth since as long as I can remember. And I walked too many paths and have done big changes in my life. That is good, because you have experience then. First time I heard about Osho was 10 years ago. Someone recommended a book to me, but I was in another wave and I couldn't notice anything. It's very easy to miss, because there's so many books out there and so many things. Even here, it's easy to miss for people. People come and go. Only if your eyes is ready will you recognize. And that's how it was with you then, at the first time. You didn't notice anything. I told you, sometimes it happens, but very seldom people come and they just itch their head and they go. Or they even go angry. If they have much anger, they go angry. If they are confused, they go more confused. Because the master is just the mirror. So whatever you have, that's what you will see. If you are not ready to go deeper, beyond all your projections. Three years ago, I met some friends who were sannyasins. Osho were calling me. And I started to read some books. Then I went to the Osho ashram in Pune. And many things Osho said in the white robe started opening my heart to the Master. But he knew that I was going to need an alive master and sent me when I was back home. He knew, and you are a lucky man, you heard him. Because there's many people who sit in white robe who didn't hear that. And he sent me when I was back home to a satsang with Swara on YouTube. You will need an alive master. Your words dropped directly into my soul, and I connected with you in a very deep space. I downloaded more satsang from your webpage and went on listening and feeling them. How you feel that he sent you? How you feel that? Just like that.
I don't know why, it is something that I feel.
I'm only his servant, you know. When you realize the self, they say in India, God, Guru, Self, same, same. When you realize the self, then only you realize the Guru and you realize God. Very recently, I walked in the forest when I live, listening to your satsang. And several times I fell into a very drunk state and started to laugh and breathe deeply. This is how it is to be a disciple. You get drunk from the words of the Master. That is the best way to get drunk. Otherwise, people get drunk, they get unconscious, stupid. They behave like fools. But when you get drunk of the Master, then you get conscious and you get joyful and a little crazy, of course. That's why it's only for crazy people. It's only for those who is ready to risk a bit. It's not for sane people who tries to behave. You have to be a little wild at heart. Because, as you say, people looked at me as if I was crazy. And it was true, I was crazily happy. So who cares about that? But if you are not enough crazily happy, then you will care about them. You will care what they say. You will care how they look at you. You will care what they say behind your back. But if you are crazily happy, you don't care. This is the sign. If you haven't tasted enough, if you are not intoxicated, then you will care what the people say. But if you truly have felt it, then you don't care. Who cares? You are happy. Then your energy brought me here, and during the first days my mind said, what are you doing here alone at the end of the world? only he is a true seeker who risks going to the end of the world. Only he is a true seeker who goes to the end of the world. In spite of his mind saying, you are crazy, but there's something in the heart that is stronger than the mind. A seeker is not somebody who just sits and thinks. He's ready to risk. He has to risk. So this is good. At the end of the world, good. No, you came to the end of the world. Luckily, you could stop. Luckily, you could stop now. No, you don't need to go any further now. But my heart said, you are at home. You are at home with your family. The heart knows. And only the heart knows. When you feel at home, you feel at home. And even the mind is still going on, but who cares? Because your heart is at peace. Sooner or later, you have to decide who you're going to listen to. Are you going to listen to the old mind, who only gives you restlessness? Or are you going to follow this silent voice in your heart? In the first satsang, meeting you live was shocking. That is also very good, because you can never expect how it is. It has to be shocking. And everybody comes with their own ideas. All those ideas has to go. But the shock was very little. It went very quick. You must be ready. Some people here are still shocked. In a state of shock. And in the second satsang, you were very direct with the person. My mind got a little confused. I will have to confuse your mind as much as possible till you just go beyond it. Then it's no problem. And you felt that. But I could feel your love very deeply. And with love you are allowed to be very direct. And to be a disciple, to be in satsang, means that now I'm ready to listen to the truth. Then you have to be direct then. I'm not a goody-goody saint. And I want you to be real also. In the third satsang, I understood what was going on. That is fantastic, if you understood already. You were talking and suddenly some tears fell from my eyes. I connected with your love energy beyond your words. I didn't know why I was crying, but I felt I was full of life. And that's exactly what you have to follow. Surrender to that. If you surrender to that life, to that love, whatever the body is doing, if it's laughing, if it's crying, let it do it. Don't go in the way. The body knows. It has its own wisdom. Then it will unburden and cleanse itself very, very quickly. In India, they say the only way to clean the temple of the Lord, your inner self, is by tears. You have to clean it. You have to wash it with tears. Very beautiful. That is the right way to clean the temple, with tears. I didn't know why I was crying, but I felt I was full of life. This is the mystery. Something went in. Something went in to the heart, to the soul, and it overflowed. But in the last satsang, you were talking about the relationship between master and disciple, and I was listening. And that is also a great art, to listen. Because hearing is one thing. Everybody who have good ears, they can hear. But listening is a totally different thing. Because listening, it comes from the heart. You really listen. You listen only to that. And that is the only way to be with the master. You are totally available, open. You are only ears. You are listening. Nothing else. It's like you're listening to the birds. You only listen to the birds. Very few people can listen because they are very occupied in their mind. Even when you talk to them, they are not there. Listening can only be now, here and now. It's a great art to listen. It means you are only ears. And if you can use the senses like that, it's beautiful. When you listen, you become only ears. Receptivity. If you look, you only look. Eat me, drink me, he said. That's what he means. What happens when you eat and you drink a man like Jesus? You get drunk then. Last satsang, you were talking about the relationship between master and disciple, and I was listening. And everything resounded inside my thirsty heart as if I was drunk. Welcome to the pub, Roberto. This is my pub. Do you like it? Huh?
I like it.
My question is, can I be your disciple? You are already my disciple. It's in nobody's hands. It's in the heart hands. And if you surrender to the heart knows. There's no doubt. Yes, the heart should ask. Yes, you can. Because you feel, you cry, you understand, you see, you feel, you listen, you get drunk. Perfect. I have a soft spot for drunkards. Divine drunkards. Because it is like they say, I'm also a drunkard. And it's nice to drink together. Because then sometimes somebody is more drunk and less drunk, and they can keep each other up. If somebody is really bad, your drunk friends is one of each side. So at least, if you are my disciple, be ready to keep me up sometimes, if you see, okay? I feel I'm ready to surrender and learn the art of love. That is the art of sannyas. That's why they say that the relationship between the master and the disciple is the greatest love relationship. It's the greatest art, the art of love. Another question, could you please talk about what taking sannyas means? It means many things, and it doesn't mean anything. It depends how much we've been drinking. But it means that now you are ready. You start at least to be conscious of this journey back to your natural innocent being. And that is what is guiding you. That is what you are feeling. And then you know how good it is to come back. Know you want more. Know you want to get settled there. Know you want to come home now. That is what it means. It means you are ready to listen to yourself. To take responsibility over yourself. Not listening to other people. To have your own experience, and you know that, then you know it's true. Like when you were drunk and ecstatic and listening to my words, who cares what people say? You know, the whole world can say you are crazy, who cares? You know. When people don't know, when they don't have their own life experience, then they can get involved in anything. They can listen to any fool, and they're always interested because they don't know. They are uncertain. When you know, you know. And also know, you are more careful who you listen to. If you listen, it is from the heart. It is a totally different dimension. And a sannyasin is one who has a non-seriousness, because serious we are so tired of. Everything has been so serious, and you should know, you're from Spain. A sannyasin is somebody who had enough with all that nonsense. They want the real. They are ready to go out from the masses. They don't want to be a camel, they don't want to be a sheep anymore. They want to find their own way. And they are strong enough, courageous enough to do that. Whatever they say. Okay, I am crazy, but I'm happy. That is the sannyasin for me. That doesn't get involved in the masses. And very serious questions in life. And out of that freedom, some kind of creativity and dance and joy of life should come. Because we should be creative in whatever way that is natural. So we make the world more beautiful. Because that's what the world needs. They need more peace, they need more beauty, they need more love, they need more silence. They don't need more rules, they don't need more seriousness, they don't need more hate, they don't need more war. They have enough, more than enough. Wherever you look, they have that. Opinions, judgments, fear, no. You have to bring something else into the world. And that you can only do if you have it. So first you have to find it and live it. Then the sharing comes by itself. You have to be strong enough to listen to your own heart. Then somebody else, maybe, will recognize, oh my God, I don't know what it is, but I can sense something. I can see something in this person that I never seen before. That's what the master does. When I met Osho, I saw something that was possible, something that I could had felt, but I didn't know before that moment. Yes, it's real. And the flowering of sannyas, that is to realize your Buddha nature. That is the flowering. And that is what the master is hinting at. So, to take sannyas and get the new name, it doesn't need to mean much, and it doesn't need to be much change. But it can also be a total transformation. It is up to you. It is up to that individual. It's totally unique and individual from person to person. For many, many people, nothing happens. And for some people, everything happens. And you have everything in between. So this sannyas that Osho was talking about, or what is happening, is not against society, it's not against anything. It's just to live in consciousness. It doesn't help if you disappear from the world, if you're still attached to the world. Dropping attachments comes when you understand the stupidity of it. When you have been burned many, many times, you don't have the desire for it. It's not like you can get finished with it if you go to the mountains. Then you still have your mind with you, the same old mind, and it will torture you more. But if you are ready, if you are ripe, then understanding, then you understand. Your energy start going in higher directions, and that is the easiest. It's like when you're connected with something real, then you drop what you were into before. Just as you are saying, it happens effortless. Tears are coming. Understanding is coming. In that space, it's very easy to renounce some things, some habits that was very difficult before. It's not out of effort. It's just that your energies have gone higher. Your consciousness start working in a different level. Then those interests is not there anymore. It just seems silly. So you become more conscious. And that is what satsang is. It brings your consciousness higher, your understanding higher. That is almost impossible if you escape to the Himalayas or to a cave. You're sitting there with yourself. Who's going to raise your consciousness? The old beggar mind? Very difficult. If something comes from your own heart, that is the true sannyas. What you have felt, you are a seeker, you've been seeking your whole life, that is true sannyas. It's something else. It doesn't belong to anything that you should do. Only when it comes from your own understanding, your own heart, your own soul, then it has any meaning. You understood a lot, Roberto. Very good. You have been around, know your home, and you understand my language. And you are very lucky, because if you can understand the language, if you enjoy that to the master, then you're very lucky. It must be your right family. Welcome home. But the new sannyasins, it also that you should have humor. So even though you are from Spain, but this is from Italy, but that is even better. then you're a little more safe. But the Italians are Italians. This Italian friend, he wrote this to the manager of the YMCA Christian Hotel in London. Dear Signor Director. No, I am telling you the story. How I was treated in your hotel. I am come from Roma as a tourist to London to see the sights of London and staying at the younger Christian man as I am in your hotel, which is the YMCA of London. And when I come into my room, I see there is no sheet that on my bed. How can I sleep with no sheet in my bed? So I call down to the reception and tell them, I want a sheet. They just tell me, then go to the toilet. No, 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 I say, no, 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 I want a shit in my bed. You better not shit in your bed. You son of a bitch. What a, is a son of a bitch. I say, then the next morning, I go down for breakfast in the restaurant. I order bacon and eggs and two pieces of toast. I only get one piece of toast. I tell the waitress and point at the toaster. I want the pizza. She tell me, then go to the toilet. No, no, I want the pizza. Go to the toilet. I say, no, no, I want the pizza on my plate. She then says to me, you bloody well not piss on the plate, you son of a bitch. That was the second person who do not even know me, call me son of a bitch. What is happening? And why is your staff replying, go to the toilet, go to the toilet? I don't understand. Please tell me. Later in the evening, I go for dinner in your restaurant. Spoon and knife is laid out, but no fork. I tell the waitress, waitress, I want a fork. And she's telling me, sure, all you crazy Italians want a fork. I tell her, No, 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 no. I'm not crazy. You don't understand me. I want to fuck on the table. Then she tells me, you fucking son of a bitch. You Italian want to fuck on the table, get your ass out of here. That's how my travel in London ended. How come this Christian hotel tell the guest in such a bad manner? I feel very hurt. I go down to the reception asking for the bill. I do not want to stay in this hotel anymore. When I have paid the bill, the portier said to me, thank you, and peace on you. Piss on you too. You son of a bitch. No, I want to go back to Italy. It's not easy to travel around. No, Directore, I'm writing you this letter for your sympathy. But I never, never gonna stay in your hotel no more, you son of a bitch. Sincere, me, Silvano Alfonso Berlusconi. Beloved Babaji, I have a strong longing to come closer to you, both physically and spiritually. In this retreat, it has become clear to me that the most important thing in my life is to fall in tune with you, to learn how to become innocent again. You have robbed me from all of my other dreams, and I thank you deeply for that. I am very happy to be here also because the nature is so beautiful and magical. Sometimes I feel hypnotized by the river or the clouds, and I fall into a deep silence, completely losing the sense of time. Babaji, is there any difference between surrendering to you and surrendering to nature? Except for the words, sometimes I feel the same thing by the river as I do in satsang. Thank you, Babaji. I'm extremely grateful for being close to you and to feel closer to myself. With much love and joy, Dangam. You say you have robbed me from all my other dreams, and I thank you deeply for that. That's good. That is one of these jobs that I have. But how can I rob you from dreams? They're just dreams. They are non-existent. It's like robbing somebody from soap bubbles. And it's amazing to see how people hold on to their soap bubbles. They will pop any moment. If you see, then you will be very happy for it. You say, in this retreat it has become clear to me that the most important thing in my life is to fall in tune with you, to learn how to become innocent again. Very good. And you say later, I'm extremely grateful for being close to you and to feel closer to myself. Falling in tune with me is falling in tune with you. Falling in tune with you is falling in tune with me. In tune is in tune. It's like you ask if there any difference between surrendering to you and surrendering to nature. No, it's no different. Surrender is surrender. Surrender means that you are no more. That's what surrender is. But it can be more safe to so-called surrender to nature. To surrender to a master is more courageous and definitely more wild. I was living in the nature when I heard about Osho. And I resisted because he wanted to go to the city. Osho lived in the city. I lived in the jungle. I was a sadhu boy. I was living in the jungle under the stars. And I didn't want anybody to take me away from there. But how could I resist? Because nature is peaceful. But then I realized that the master, it is nature, and on top of it, he can talk to me. No mountain can do that. No river can do that. So it's a nature with love. But surrender is surrender. And that's what the master is teaching you, the art of surrender. When you know it, you can surrender anywhere, anytime. It means that you are no more. You are back to your natural state of being. And if you're going to have any longing, this is a good longing. You're coming out from the cave now. Very good. Here's fatigue also. This is happening with many people now. It's the same family, you see. It's the same family. Beloved Babaji, I want more intimacy. I want to be closer. Please, please tell me what I have to do. There's nothing to do. All you're doing falls short. Just panic, freak out, and then after that, relax. You can't do anything here. You just have to be open for the grace, for love, for silence. How can you do something with silence? How can you grasp it? How can you catch love? You can't. You have to invite it. You have to show that you're receptive for it, that you're available, that you are longing for it. You have to keep your doors and your windows open. That's all what you have to do. And when you have that, then suddenly it is there. That is the mystery of it. If there is somebody there who still wants to do anything, it's very difficult. Because it's beyond you. You can't do anything. And in spite of that, it happens. That's the mystery. And the more you understand that, the more you accept things as they are, the more you surrender, the more you are open, the more you relax. You can't do anything. It's just to be receptive. It's just to be available. My Divine Baba, my God, I love you. Thank you for sharing your presence with us. I would like to live in your energy my whole life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are the best. In gratitude, fatigue. You're an innocent man, Fatik. Everything is good. Don't freak out now. Beloved Master, how beautiful it is with this rain and silent sitting and nourishing, blessing rain during satsang, joyful and peaceful, outside and inside. Bauli loves silent sitting. Silent white lily is growing up in this silent space. Ah, Bauli loves the word ah. My crazy Bauli. Bauli, Bauli, Bauli. Bauli loves the word ah. It has no meaning and a lot of meaning. In-breath and out-breath of the universe. It is like God saying it from the bottom of the heart. God is smiling. Ah. It's total receptivity. Only the sound of the word is like a small dot of yin and yang. You are wiping off tears from my eyes and face, beloved Master. You always support and guide me, even through my dreams, if you see I need it. After the second rebirthing, I have no face anymore. It's empty, just space inside. My heart kisses your loving hands and bows to you in deep gratitude. Yours, Bauli. P.S., beloved, I see my inner body begins to unglue itself from the inside of the physical body. It starts from the face. Very strange. I feel I'm drunk. Yes. That's the only thing to get here. Bauli, drunk. You in the pub. Drink. drink. And when you are drunk, then you start feeling these strange things. The face is melting. The body is expanding. You become unglued, loose and flexible. Very good, Bali. You definitely belong here, and you've been doing good. Very good. You are getting unglued from all that sticky stuff now, that's for sure. You have also a present here. To my beloved Potamaster from clay, which you called Bali. May everybody follow the truth and defeat that. Om Shanti.
We're gonna sing it.